You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Byron. And let's get to it. Weather, as always, looks like Galveston right now. It's 83 down on the island and feels like 88. Partly cloudy skies today. A stray afternoon shower is possible. Not much of a chance of that, but they're throwing it in there. High of 88. Winds will be southeast 10 to 20. And then for tonight, mainly clear with a low of 82, south-southeast winds 10 to 15. And for tomorrow, partly cloudy skies with a stray shower or thunderstorm, high of 89, winds southeast 10 to 20 miles per hour. And looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have one tide today, and that'll be a high this morning at 8:40 a.m. It's a 1.5. 6:22 a.m. is sunrise, 8:23 p.m. sunset. And our moon phase is 2%. We're coming off our new moon, headed towards our next full moon. And looking at current conditions, winds are pretty much down this morning again. That's good news. The buoy 22 nautical miles east of Galveston out there. We have 83 degree air temperature with 86 degree water. South wind at 7 to 9. Galveston Channel, south-southeast wind 3 to 6. Eagle Point looks like it's south-southeast at about 10 to 11. And Morgan's Point, south-southeast, 3 to 9 miles per hour. 3 to 9. So it's kind of where we stand there. All right, real quick, before we go to the Hammer over in the Tri-Bay area, we've got to do our Starboard, Texas State Anglers Rodeo, CCA Star Tournament leaderboard update. This is the leaderboard results as of the 22nd of June. Two red tags weighed in so far. One's pending polygraph. Gary Merchant of Houston weighed his in at Marina Bay Harbor. That was tag number RE1803. And then blue tag division, there is four reds weighed in. Steve Isaacs, Mitchell Mays, Robbie Pratt, and Brian Cook. So leading sheephead, Enrique Rangel, 9 pounds, 9 ounces. Leading Gafftop right now is a 6'1", Justin Morrison, Black Drum, 11 pounds, 10 ounces, Sue Lee of League City. All right, let's go to the Hammer and see what's up with him. Good morning, Glenn. What's happening?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. Not much over here, buddy.
Oh, good.
Not much. 11-pound sheephead. I mean, Black Drum. 11-pound Black Drum. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, 11-10 to be exact. That's almost 12.
You know, those drum, they may not be much on the table fare, but they sure are a good bite. I mean,
a lot of people like eating them.
Oh, I know. Oh, there's plenty of them. Those good, you get the good slot size.
Yeah, you know, you get the ones without all the parasitic worms in them.
There you go. No, I hadn't fished this week, so I couldn't really tell you what's out there. I can tell you there was some beautiful.
Are you retired now?
No, sir. Just other projects going on this week. I'm working on the front porch and my deck upstairs and replacing some 2x6s and just getting it ready where we can paint the deck. And I guess that's supposed to be our next step once I finish the carpenter work. But no, wasn't any takers this week. And heck, it was pretty good. Early in the week, you know, light winds and southeast, that's one thing for sure, is just a few days of that southeast wind. The Gulf of Mexico is looking beautiful. I mean, really, really nice green tint to it. So, you know, now we have a south wind again this morning, which is blowing 11 out of the southwest, actually.
11?
A little bit southwest of it. But, Captain Mickey, I haven't heard from anybody fishing. I've seen some boats and, I mean, you know, trucks and trailers going by, but I haven't talked to anybody that's done anything. Should be a pretty good bite. All the fresh water, man, I went across the Brazos River out there in Brazoria yesterday, and it's red, orange as you could be, and trees floating down that thing. Man, oh, man, they got some debris coming down that river. So we are getting we're still getting a tremendous amount of freshwater runoff. Now, what's it done to the fishing? I can't tell you because I haven't been. I'm getting out there today. See what we can do, but no, not many reports.
Well, it's been on fire over this way, you know, east of you. All our lower complex and, you know, certain areas up, or it's fresh water's got them stacked up good. Everybody's catching them pretty good.
Well, that's a great report. Shoot. That's about the best report I've heard all week.
Yeah, good numbers of fish.
We got that new little puppy and had to take him in. I took him in Monday morning and got all his shots, man. He's 6 weeks old. They told us he was about 8 to 10 weeks. And the vet said, anyway, started him all over, got him all on worming.
They want to get rid of that dog, man.
Huh?
They want to get rid of and tell you they're 8 weeks old when they're really not. And, hey, get them out of here. That's a nightmare taking care of puppies.
We go through this. It's not a charity, but it's they help dogs, they rescue dogs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's where we've got our last couple of dogs. And Lily, she's a husky, and she's about 3 years old, and she's the sweetest dog in the world. And the guy, he called me the other day, and, you know, it's where we adopted her from. And he said, "Is it okay if I drop by and see her?" Sure. And so he came on by. Well, he started showing me some videos. He has some property out in Trinity, and he said from where all the floods were and the people were moved out of their houses, they just left their pets. A lot of them didn't come back.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Oh, God, no.
How do you leave and not take your dog, man?
I don't know, but he's got 56 dogs in two different places and kennels and stuff at his house and another. He's got some acreage out there in Trinity. And
there was a lot of places flooded there. There's a lot of places flooded all around Livingston and that Trinity River watershed right now. Man, it's a lot of fresh water.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's not the case with us today. I've got my elderly fishermen, if you will. One's 82 and one's 83. And they're both great guys. One lives in Austin, one in Bel Air. And they've been best friends all their life, and they love fishing together. So, and some reason or another, they keep coming back with me. I mean, I can't figure it out. I can't put
That must be a good fit.
Probably because they just sit there and let me do all the casting and stuff. So, but no, man, I'm going to hit the door running this morning. As soon as I get off of here, I'm headed to go get in line at the bait camp. Getting close to the weekend, so all the bait camps are loaded up with different
shrimp supply. You know, good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It is. The only thing is, it's going to be gone about 10 o'clock, 10 or 11 o'clock, and they sold out. And they'll wait for their afternoon. They'll wait for their trucks to go pick up some in the afternoon. But let's see what else is going on. Oh, the weather dried up on me this week. We had a few little pop-up showers come off the Gulf yesterday. Just a little. It wasn't anything. No amount.
Yeah, they're not
anyway.
Too bad along the coast, but once they get inland, they get that
start blowing up.
Land mass, and they'll just blow up. Mm-hmm. Man, and there was a lot of storms north of us yesterday. Again, it's crazy.
I drove down by the jetties, and, man, you can get another umbrella out there on that jetty. There are people out there. They're
doing
some
fishing. Yeah, I've been seeing some videos from there, but everybody's talking about how muddy and nasty the water is.
Well, that's right. Coming just a couple of miles from, right there at the jetties, a little further south where that Brazos comes in. And, man, is that bringing some orange water down into that. And mixing
Boy,
it
some
in
ugly
there.
Water comes down that Brazos. Man, it's old clay mud, just burnt orange.
And she's flowing too, buddy. She's flowing. I looked out here and I seen the barges stacked up the other night, and that's what it is, man. They got to take them easily, depending on their load.
Mm-hmm.
Right, depending on their load, they hold them up. Hey, you wait till we can help you. We'll call you. And they stack up over here behind the house, man. They might be 10 deep. So barges waiting for their turn to go down and try to cross that river. A lot of current blowing across there, and some of them need help, So, but anyway, just part of it down here. Let's see. What else is going on? I haven't talked to anybody down by the pass. I haven't been down there this week. But like I said, that ocean sure was looking good yesterday afternoon. And now we have that south wind this morning.
I mean, is it calmed down, or is there breakers, or what? How big is the surf?
Yeah. No, it's just choppy. It's choppy. I could see some caps out there, but, man, it's sure white caps are – I mean, green caps are sure better
than mud caps.
Than the chocolate milk ones.
I got you.
But, yeah, it'll calm down. You know what I mean. It's getting to pick some bead. July, and oh Lord have mercy, I don't have anything going on. I got a couple of trips on the book, but like I said, I'll do that trip today, and then I'm done for the weekend. I guess I just kind of huddle in on the weekends and do some barbecuing or something. But
the big fishing weekend's coming up, 4th of July weekend. That's going to be a biggest weekend of the year. So.
We hunker down
there. Out, man. Look out for the other guy, because it's going to be crowded.
Right, it is. It surely is. I did see the Coast Guard go up and down the coast a couple of times this week. Not sure what the maneuvers were or what they were doing, but I did in two different days. I seen Coast Guard looking or just cruising, whatever, right along the coast.
Were they in the Gulf?
Yeah, right along the beach, just going on downs. I hadn't heard anything, and you never know, man. Down here, everything's going fine, and all of a sudden you'll see ambulances hauling down to the county, and somebody got into something down there, and then fire trucks were going down there. So there's always some activity down on Surfside Beach, let me tell you. You don't have to go very far to see something go on, but. That's man, I'm kind of struggling here this morning. I'll have you.
Well, I'll let you go then. Throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come fish with you.
Yes, sir. Hopefully, I'll have you a better report on Sunday. But 713-208 0683. Captain Mickey, y'all have a great day, and I appreciate you, buddy.
All right, Hammer. See you, man. Take care. All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Back. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 417 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go over to Baytown, check in with Captain Blaine Fryermuth this morning, see what he's up to. Good morning, Blaine. What's going on, man?
Hey, Mickey.
Hey,
I'm
buddy.
Just getting ready for a great day of fishing.
That's good.
Thanks to calm seas and good tides. The way things are working for me right now, things are hitting just the way I wanted to go.
Well, there's nothing especially wrong with that.
No, especially this calm winds, Mickey. That's makes my life so much easier. It's unbelievable. It's just easier on my body, but it's easier fishing too. It just seems like the calmer it is over here on our side over here, the better the fishing is. And now I can also get out in some open water. It has been a long spring of winds having to fish where I have to fish instead of where I want to fish, and now I'm getting to go where I want to fish, and it's much easier for me.
I bet.
Yeah. Well, I'm fishing some of the open water out there, and all the complaining I've been doing about, I got a lot of star people this time of year, and all the complaining I've been doing about the winds and not being able to catch the fish, but now I'm getting out there where those fish are that these people need to try to catch, and we're whacking them. We haven't put nothing on the board yet, but we're whacking sheephead and drum, and I haven't fished for gaff top yet, but I may do that today. And I go out to some of the big reefs out there where those big herds of gaff top are. But every morning, I do my thing. I want to go catch our trout. There's not many people that don't want to catch trout, but we'll go get our three trout each And we're using live bait, mostly live shrimp and occasional croaker. And then we're going to go for the sheephead and the drum. And reds, man, the reds showed up for me now, Mick. You know, I hadn't been doing real well on them. And now that I got out in that open water, we got on them pretty good. It's pretty easy, actually. So not catching any big reds, though, just catching lots of slots that are, say, 20 to 24 inches.
That's the ones that have the tags in them, that size right there.
That's exactly right. So hopefully one of them will pop up for us pretty soon. I don't know of anybody that's caught them around here. Excuse me. I haven't heard if they got them at the spillway yet. Or, of course, nobody's hardly been able to get to the spillway. But I'm fishing the home of rocks.
Anything up our way at all, you know.
No. But for me to catch the sheephead and the reds, I'm fishing along the rocks out there on the ship channel, you know, out there in the open water.
Yeah.
So that's the winds being calm, and the easterly factor is really good for me because I can fish that whole wall all the way down the ship channel.
Yeah.
Just, you know, miles and miles of rocks. So that's my plan, and I'm sticking to it.
Big sheephead, you know, sheephead along those rocks and reds. Yep. And, you know, a lot of species.
For me, I don't think I've ever caught in my boat a 9-pound sheephead, but we've caught some eights and some sevens. And, you know, we caught some big ones yesterday, but not anything like that, 6-pounders yesterday.
Yeah.
But last year I had some people on the board all the way through and till the end. But still, what is it, a 9-9 now on a sheephead?
Yeah, 9-9. Like that?
That's a 10-pounder, and I usually don't catch them that big. As many years as I've tried, I hadn't caught one that big.
Yeah, that's a big sheephead. 11-10s on the drum.
But that drum can be beaten real easily. That's last year, what was it, like 17 or 18 pounds?
It was something crazy. It was, I remember.
Short, fat one. You know, where they got to be 30 inches or less to be weighed in. So, hey, you know, 14, 11 pounds.
30. That's a slot on them.
Yeah, that's very doable.
But yes.
Main thing, you got to get on these reds and start catching. We need that 15 to 20 reds a day, and then you got a good chance of getting one of them tagged reds. But
yes,
up to this point, it's been it was pretty slim for me because I was having to fish upstream. Now that I can get out there on the open bay, it's been a lot better.
What does the water clarity look like where you're fishing?
Yucky.
Yeah.
Kind of
what I thought.
But let me tell you what, yesterday I went through Morgan's Point going out into the bay, and, man, it's salty right there. It's they say it's 9 right there at Morgan's Point. So, and it's foaming like crazy behind the prop wash. So, but all the way out on the channel, when you get way out there, like at 5 mile, it's liquid mud. But, I mean, it's not as bad as it was 2 weeks ago, but still it's fresh. But those fish done blasted up here from somewhere. So, because we got out there and fishing those rocks yesterday, man, it was like every cast you caught a red, a drum, or a sheephead.
It was nonstop. Those fish funnel up and down that channel, you know.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't take them any time to get
moving in and out with the tide changes and whatever the fresh water lets them. It's pretty,
yeah,
it's pretty crazy.
This time of year, I'm getting a lot of kids with the Star stuff and you know, people too, you know, grown-ups too. I got a man and a wife today. They're in the Star, and we'll do our best. But when that cork goes down every cast and you're reeling in a drum or a sheephead or a red, that's your chances go up, and, you know, the optimism goes up too when it's going down every cast. And It's fun. It's not. I'm good at doing everything. I'm pretty versatile, to tell you the truth. But this time of year, I get a lot of people in the Star tournament, and you know, it's paying the rent good. And I still have enough patience to handle it. And some days I got to make every cast with that cork or croaker or whatever. And
I don't know how you do it.
You know, it's just. I may have been told you the other day. I checked my deal. I went 6,033 steps in my boat. You don't have that monitor how many steps you take a day. I did over 6,000 steps in that 25-foot boat.
Wow.
That's moving around a lot. But it's fun. It's fun to watch the kids, especially when that cork goes down every time and they reel in something, and, you know, they're having a blast.
Yeah.
But I entered into the Tech City Tackle Time just for fun because we've been entering into that all of our lives. Remember when we were kids, we used to garfish the tournament?
Yeah, white gar and stuff in, yeah.
Yeah, what gar's in. But anyway, I signed up, and there's a big trout in a big red pot. I don't know what it is. Probably not much, but it's fun anyway. But the biggest trout that I caught yesterday was 3.10, which is, you know, that's about as big a trout as you can catch now for 20 inches.
Yeah.
And this year, I've been weighing a lot of them that we've caught just to see, but the biggest legal trout that we've caught this year is 3.49s, which is 3.5 pounds.
Yeah.
So that's about as big as you can get now. For, yeah, it's just a fat. So these Trinity Bay are black backs and full of eggs right now. They're short and fat. And, you know, it's pretty normal for us for what we've been doing our whole life, actually. Freshwater fish.
Is bait hard to get right now, or is bait availability good all over?
It's not good. It's not good down here at Thompson's right now because it's so fresh. The shrimper that goes out, he'll get them and then come back over here, and he's having to suck the fresh water off the top coming back to the dock here. It's not good on them. But I'm going down to Boys and down San Leon down there to get bait right now.
Yeah.
So they got it. They got it. It's pretty strong. But I wouldn't say it's good. I wouldn't say it's good, but now that it's gotten calm, the demand is going to go up on bait. We're going to see what happens if these people can keep up. But
well, especially for next weekend.
Your prediction for calmness didn't show up until June the 22nd, I think, when it finally got calm.
Kind of missed that a little bit there, buddy.
Last year you said June 6th. Well,
that's a running joke every year, trying to predict when the wind's going to lay in June.
Yeah. But it's
it
been,
used to
it's
lay in started. May. Remember, we used to be out on the channel in May nuking fish.
The life we've lived. But, you know, if people don't understand how hard it is for me, especially the kind of way I'm fishing, having to anchor the boat up, you got that boat slap going on when you got 25-mile-an-hour winds, and you got to cast further away. You got to keep away from those fish. They won't come up there 15 yards from the boat when you're slapping real hard.
No, but so, when it's calm, man, you can just feed them like puppy dogs.
Them,
they'll come right to the
we
boat.
We caught
them
right next to the boat yesterday. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it was good. It's cool.
Isn't that
no noise. They'll come on up. Yeah. Yeah, it's great. We caught a lot of fish, Mickey. It's fish catching time now that it's calm. So I hope everybody's doing the same thing. I'm sure everybody's doing it. All the guides I know are. So, but I hope the pilgrims out there, the weekend warriors are catching them because it looks like it's going to be calm for a while. I hope.
Well, they deserve it. It's they only have so many opportunities a week that they can go fish, and it's been a rough year for them.
I don't know for sure, but I bet you that the offshore guys have been able to get out this week too, and I bet we start getting some stuff on the starboard from offshore. I bet you.
We got one ling on there right now. That's crazy.
No, that's insane. I can't believe it. I mean, of course, nobody's been able to get out.
Yeah, the guy texted me. He went, I don't know, he went with somebody out of Freeport and wasn't in the star tournament and caught a big old snapper about 27 pounds or something. But yeah,
well,
can't win if you don't enter, man. You got to enter.
I don't know. When do you get updated? Because I bet you, when did you get Tom? Monday or Tuesday? And then, but
I'll get that update next week, you know.
Yeah.
Like the one I'm reading off now, that's from June 22nd.
Yeah. Okay. Between Tuesday and now, what's today, Friday? There's got to have been some big snappers weighed in. There's got to be. Because those guys could get out there and go do their thing. I hope they have.
Yeah,
those guys are taking it on the chin. Those offshore people, they just hadn't had any time to do it.
No.
It's just maybe some of the youngsters that can stand.
Well,
four
the bigger
to six,
boats, you know, like Johnny Walker and guys like that run, they get out there, they can go in that stuff. But, you know, for the average.
It's not easy. Yeah. Well, hope it all shapes up for everyone. It sure has for me
and
my crew.
Good time to be a offshore captain, I can tell you that.
No, man, how many trips you think they've canceled, like Sharky and all them?
Ain't
no telling.
A lot.
Yeah.
I think Sharky was going out yesterday. He was going to hit it. And
I bet he got him.
And I'm sure he did. I'll find out in the morning when I get his report. But, it's just one of those years, man, the pattern we're in. And
when you're a guy.
Fresh water coming down the Trinity River, at least San Jacinto's not dumping. That's helping us, but.
Well, I don't know. Somebody told me, didn't it rain yesterday up there in spring or somewhere up there yesterday?
No, there were showers and, you know, good thunderstorms all over up there yesterday.
Well, that's the San Jacinto watershed, so we'll see what happens with that.
Well, at the Livingston area, there was a big one on it yesterday, too, and it's just like every day. I mean, there's a lot of people flooded out of their homes up there, especially in Trinity, Texas.
Wow.
And that's actually above the lake, you know, the top end.
It's just never ending, never ending. It's too bad that we can't pipe all this water somewhere where they need it in a desert somewhere, because it's just going into the Gulf of Mexico. It's wasted water, wasted fresh water.
It really is.
They can pump oil everywhere. They're going, before our lifetime's over, they're going to be pumping water everywhere, probably.
Well, they should be. Or Corpus, all, you know, Lake Corpus Christi, Choke Canyon. I mean, all these lakes out that way are just, they're down big time.
They've had a little relief this spring, but not enough. They need a lot more. We need some more of those cold fronts to stall right up there on top of the lakes in Central Texas.
What did Cliff tell me last week? Lake Corpus Christi had 13%.
Oh, ouch.
That's cutting it thin right there. That's getting pretty low.
Yep. Yeah. Well, we don't have that trouble around here. East Texas, we can't take anymore.
No, we don't.
I don't know about Louisiana. Louisiana's had plenty, too. I know, I'm not sure about the Mississippi River running. I think it's come down, but it was running like crazy earlier.
Oh, yeah. That's what Jeff Goat was telling me. Oh, well, that's...
Yeah.
That's a game we play in this line of work. That's... Mother Nature dictates everything we do.
Yeah. Some days I dread getting up when it's blowing 30 to 40 miles an hour and have people go anyway, and I've done that. But now I'm happy camper every time I get up, and I live up here on the north end of the bay as well as you do, and right on the water. And, man, when I get up and I can't hear no waves crashing against the bulkhead, I'm happy.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it's nice and quiet. So
I like when the wind goes down, because it doesn't smell like Lake Livingston anymore. I just
isn't that the trick? All we have is Lake
Livingston. I long for the that salty smell and the sweet smell of watermelon slicks and all that stuff.
I know. Anyway. I don't think we've been able to catch fish on our shoreline in the early summer for 7 or 8 years now.
A long time, brother.
It's been a long time since we had fish.
I know everybody that has piers and everything, and they've been struggling the last 8 or 10 years.
If they can't catch them at night underneath the lights, then they're not going to catch them at all.
That means you're not there. Well, they just, too many adversities. But
Well, I'm real proud of this. You laying that wind down for us, Mickey. I'm very happy. Thank you.
Yeah, that was all my doing, buddy. Oh, boy. All right, Blaine. Well, hey, if somebody wants to call you and come fish with you, you're fishing hard for the starfish.
Let's go get them.
Get entered and get with Blaine. How do they get a hold of you, man?
Call me at 713-703-6656. I'll do my best for you.
All right. Appreciate good luck today, man.
Talk to you later. Okay.
Put one in the box. All right, buddy. See you. All right. That's Captain Blaine Fryermuth in Baytown. Time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:36 here in the Bayou City. Let's run over Matagorda way now. Let's check in with Captain Tommy Alexander and see what's up. Good morning, Tommy. How's it going?
What's going on? What's up?
Man, not a lot, brother. And you?
Man, just trucking along this week. Tired. Been fishing every day, but I can't complain because it's good. It's been good, so.
Right.
You know, like everybody's saying, I mean, the wind finally came down just a notch, so. It's, things have definitely turned around and gotten better.
Well, I'm good with that.
Oh, man, me too.
Makes it nice, doesn't it?
Jeez. This gets so frustrating and tiring. That wind every single day, but it's been a pretty overall good week. I mean, every day we've caught some fish. I mean, not there's been better days than others,
right?
It's been pretty overall. There hadn't been any terrible days. Let's put it that way. You know, and our water is. I still wouldn't say everything is clear because we do have big still patches of muddy water here and there. It's not like the whole entire bay is just green all the way across.
Right.
But there is good patches. There is good areas now. You know, there is areas that we can get to and fish good. There's been a big muddy patch kind of right in the center of the bay for all week that's been staying there. It's a huge muddy patch. I don't know what it's got going on. And then there's spots that you would think would be protected, or you would think would be clear that aren't, you know, in spots that you would think wouldn't be as clear that are. You know, I've got some really clear water that's also out in the middle or on the north half. And then some of the stuff on the south shoreline that should be the clearest of all is muddy.
Well, that water temperature is hot now, too, and that makes it tough in East Bay. That water heats up, and it's hard to get it real clean.
Yeah, but there's some areas that are beautiful looking, you know. And then, but I like the streaky stuff anyway. I like where there's streaks and patches.
Right.
I like that stuff anyway. But the key is, you know, you find that bait either around the clear water or the streaks, the patches, and find the bait together.
Yeah,
kind of been the key.
Well, what are you mostly catching your fish on? What method are you using to catch these fish?
Well, my same thing as pretty much always. All my customers have been throwing voodoos and gulps under corks, and I've been throwing a mixture of paddle tails and even topwaters. The last 2 days, I've caught fish on topwaters both days. Not a whole bunch, but I've caught a couple each day.
Right.
Topwater. I've been throwing it a little bit. You know, this time of year, when it calms down, summertime, I always throw a topwater. You know, out there drifting, you'd be surprised. 5-6 foot of water. If it's calm and got a little color and a little bait, they'll smoke that top water out there.
Oh yeah, that's fun.
That's fun. But I haven't got them to just really eat it up, but I have caught a couple each day on it. And then also, I'll go back to my paddle tail, and you know, seem to catch more on that. We've got a lot of sand trout in the bay now too, but nothing, no big ones.
Yeah.
You know, none of the big trout. The ones I'm catching are all like around 10 inches.
Boy, it'd be nice to get a lot of those 14, 16-inch sand trout back again. Plentiful numbers.
I have not seen big ones like that.
But been a while, man.
You know, I mean, we're catching 4 or 5 sand trout a day. Mm-hmm. But they're like 8 to 10 inches.
Yeah. Bait.
As the ones we're catching. And we're still having a shark problem in East Bay. It's the worst I've ever personally seen.
You know, that is. East Bay, usually you don't, you know, there's been a few over the years. You don't usually see that many in East Bay like you're talking about. That's crazy.
Every day this week, I think since like maybe Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Maybe three or four days in a row, whatever that is. About 3 or 4 days in a row, we've either caught a shark or had a shark eat a trout off out there drifting. And every day, this whole week.
Tax man is here.
Yeah. And they're all mixed sizes. They're, a lot of them are like 2-footers. But every now and then you'll see one that's 4 or 5 foot.
Right.
And my buddy David Hoke said he saw one that was like 7 foot this week.
Ooh. Probably
so
a bull.
They're out there. Yeah, a big one.
Yeah, those smaller ones are probably black tips.
Yeah, they are. We had one yesterday. A guy was fighting a trout. You know, I looked up there. He said, "I got a fish." All right. You know, and I always look and kind of, you can tell by the way they're fighting if it's
something's after them.
Yeah, and I looked up there. I said, "Man, that's a good fish." And then all of a sudden, that thing went to going all acrobatic and weird. And I was like, "Man, something's wrong." And then it kind of quit. And it started fighting regular. I said, "Well, I don't know, maybe I was just seeing things." So I grabbed the net, and I held it over the boat there. And, I mean, it was about 2 foot from my net, and about maybe 2 or 3 foot black tip.
Smoked it.
Right out of nowhere. But he only got, like, the tail. Like, he didn't really get the fish. He took bite out of part of the tail. I netted it and got it. He missed it. He got like a 1 bite out of the tail. and it was still a keeper. Even with the tail, it was like 16 inches with a messed up tail. But he just barely missed it right at the boat. And I was like, "God dang." And it's just, there's just lots of them. I said, they're just more than I've ever. And I've spent a lot of time drifting out there over the last several years.
There's definitely an abundance of sharks and dolphins.
Yeah. So,
trout predators.
Fighting with that. You know, we lost a good trout bat trio tournament for last month, but that would have been one of the ones we probably would have weighed in. I mean, we couldn't tell because the shark ate it in half, but it looked like it would have been right. It would have been a real, real perfect one. It would have been a little over, but
man,
couldn't tell. He ate it in half, got it right at the boat. But we're going at it again today. It's going to be a busy Saturday for sure. We've got 2 tournaments, or maybe 3, and there's a couple big corporate groups too. Bink's got a group, I think, at the lodge, and I think there's 2 of each, 2 corporate groups and 2 tournaments.
Oh, goodness.
So tomorrow should be quite busy.
Yeah, that's sounds like it's not good.
Yeah, could be a busy weekend if somebody's just wanting to fish. They might want to wait till Sunday.
Well,
I don't know, but
it's fishing season, summertime.
Yeah, I'll hit it. Day. I'm in one of the tournaments. I have customers and stuff, so I'm doing one of them. So we're kind of, I'm fishing again today and then do that tournament tomorrow and then off Sunday.
Yeah. Rest up.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Tommy boy. Well, it's always good talking to you. I appreciate the report. If somebody wants to call you about coming over to Matagorda and cutting a drift or making a wade, how do they get a hold of you, man?
Yes, sir. Facebook, Tommy Alexander, but the best way is always the phone. You can text me, leave a message if I don't answer.
All right,
979-709-8242.
All right, Tommy. Well, hey, have a good one. Good luck to you.
All right, man.
We'll be seeing you. All right, brother. Later. All right, that's Captain Tommy Alexander in Matagorda. Now let's jump down the coast. Let's go down to South Padre. Let's check in with our good friend, Captain Brian Barrera, and see what he's up to. Good morning, Brian. How you doing, man?
Morning, sir. I'm doing pretty good. Yourself?
Oh, I'm good, bud. I'm good.
All right. I'm just wandering around the living room, loading the truck up with all kinds of fishing gear.
There you go.
That time of the year where I'm loading, where I don't got enough rod holders for all the different kinds of stuff I'm trying to do. You know, I got two people today, and I got the owners of Roy's Bait and Tackle in town. I take them out every year.
Oh, well, that's cool.
For a couple of days, Rocky and Silver, and we're gonna go out and try to catch big stuff. You know, whether it's a big tarpon, big bull red, a big shark, or something cool they don't have. So, last time I took them, they caught a couple of like 45-pound ling. Some sharks, little tarpon. So we're going to see what happens this time. I mean, like I said, it's the time of the year where I got to bring stuff for everything. So I brought two bay rods to catch trout, redfish, and smaller snook with.
Right.
I brought rods that are a step above that for juvenile tarpon and live baiting big snook and stuff like that, like a 6,000, like a medium heavy.
Uh-huh.
Brought some of that action. I also brought my jigging rods, which are like my 6'3", really flimsy, you know, jigging rods that go right off the side of the boat for slamming some bull reds and stuff at the jetties. Brought two of those. And then I brought five big tarpon combos.
Good Lord.
I got a new baitcaster I want to try out. So we'll bring in the whole smorgasbord, let them check out all the cool new gear that I got, too. So how I use it every day.
New gear.
Yes, sir. It's been a good week of fishing.
Yeah, I saw where Skip started off with a nice snook yesterday morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It started off with a nice snook yesterday morning and ended up with probably about 12 redfish, probably about 11 or 12 bull reds in the, 35 to 45 inch range. He had himself a day. It was just him on the boat, so
yeah, slept good last night.
Yep. And doing a lot of snook, a lot of mangrove snappers still. Everybody in the redfish has been kind of slow. It's kind of slowed down, and just because everybody's in the muddy stuff throwing bait right now, and I feel like all of my friends just kind of got tired of fishing in the mud too, and just because that seemed to be where the school of redfish, a big school, was, where if you were going to get your limits, that's where it was going to be. And I think everybody's got tired of fishing in there, and because all I'm seeing now is it's just your basic like summertime tourist stuff, a lot of between my buddies. I've been out in the deep water, but my friends are doing like your classic go and soak some croaker and get your limits of trout and then go find a couple of redfish or find some black drum or something like that,
Right.
Just a lot of your classic tourist deals that are going on right now for a lot of beginners and summertime vacationers. Some people, we still got some hardcore fishermen that are down here doing the thing, booking me and booking some of my friends and stuff too for bigger fish, offshore stuff too. So we're going to see how it goes. I've been seeing a couple of triple tails underneath some floating grass and stuff, but I always seem to spook them. It's hard to catch a triple tail on a 10,000 spinning reel, So I brought a little rod along today because I'm not going to let those triple tail catch me off guard again,
Right.
Throwing an 8-inch live mullet and on a 130-pound leader at a 16-inch triple tail, this ain't going to work.
Not a very good combo.
A little bit of overkill.
That's like going rabbit hunting with a 30-06.
maybe if I put it on him like a mustache, hit him right on the head with the mullet and knock him unconscious, we could swim up and net him.
Probably could.
But yeah, that's kind of what's happening. There's some tarpon action going on. I mean, I've been tearing up juvenile tarpon for, you know, about a few weeks now, but there's some big ones that are around and they're hanging and they're hightailing north and they're hightailing north fast. So
yeah, I know all the guys up this way. They're licking their chops.
When you talk to Plog here in a little while, let him know that next chance he gets, he better get out there and start looking.
They're on the way.
I've been seeing them since April.
Dang. Is that kind of early?
They were taking their time, the fish I was seeing the last couple months, but the fish I've been seeing the past 2 weeks are really moving fast up north. So I guarantee you, Connor and them have had a huge school go by already, huh?
It doesn't take them long to get up this way.
No, they can move really slow if they want to, but then when they want to move, they're moving fast, and they're not stopping. You know, it's kind of crazy. But
has your seas been down enough where you can go out there and spend much time, or has it still been too rough?
It's not been calm enough to where I can fully enjoy 100% of my fishery. You know, I like to run the beach from my jetty all the way to the Mansfield jetty, and even 10 miles north of that, 10 miles north of the Mansfield jetty. And, you know, anything above 2 foot is just a little bit too, like me and the boys and the guys, we could probably handle it, you know, but to go out there and charge somebody a lot of money before it's even primetime tarpon season, because it's still not primetime.
No.
You know, you could go out there and see 100, you could go out there and see 0, you know, so to like go out there and really beat yourself up and beat my clients up in 3 foot waves or 2.5 foot waves just to, for a small chance at it, is kind of hard to do. It's kind of hard to justify putting my clients through that. So we've been staying local, you know, we fish the jetties and we do run up north when the weather's, we've had good weather windows a few weeks here and there, and we will run a lot further, but I've been doing a lot of jetty fishing and stuff like that, so. Waiting on the, it's been unseasonably windy. You know, by this time last year, I think I had, you know, almost 50 tarpon already.
Wow. Boy, what a year's difference.
We had a lot better of a June and July. And then the year before last year, I was fishing the jetty every day in May.
Wow.
Bull red fishing. Like, it was calm. And so last year was windy, and this year the wind stayed even longer. And I like to tell myself, oh, well, maybe it'll be calm longer, like all the way into the end of November. But, yeah, right, you know. Good luck with that down here. It'll be blowing 30 out of the north by the third week of October.
Well, it's a bad thing about what we do. You're at the mercy of the weather. I mean, it dictates everything, every move you make.
Yep, and that's why I bought a bigger boat. I got a big boat that can handle the waves, you know, because Self-Tide Drive, one thing I noticed, you know, my friends tell me, like, when they're in Houston, they get a lot of locals. All the local people are, they're not as mad at them as they are if you drive 8 hours to get there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
<It's> like, so, like, people that drive a long ways are, like, they're willing to go in the rough stuff. They're willing to go in the rain. You know what I mean? I'm a far away from everybody.
Uh-huh.
So it takes a whole lot more to cancel down here. Because people made the long committed to the long run down here. So we always try to, I hate to cancel guide trips on people, so we always try to find a window to do something or a way to find some other kind of fish. The good thing about my fishery down here is I've got a lot of the juvenile tarpon, so I can get into the backwaters and chase those fish in 25-mile-an-hour winds, you know?
Yeah, that helps. It does.
Yeah, that helps.
And, hey, those juvenile tarpon are a blast to catch on light tackle, big time.
You catch a 30-pound tarpon on a 3,000 size spinning reel, 10-pound braid, you're a pretty cool cat. You know what I mean?
I'm telling you. I think so, too. I'm with you on that one.
I got a lot of people that'd rather do that than catch a 120-pounder.
True. There's a lot of people
that
like
that. But I'm still young and mad at them. You know, I still got the young body, so I want that 200-pounder every bite. But my clients sure don't.
I think Cliff had his fill, his old butt, man. That he still talks about how tired he was after he fought that fish for so long.
Yeah, my client told me, he said, I told him, I said, I want a 200-pounder every time. He said, yes, because you don't have to fight him, you sucker. You know?
That's right. that's quite a feat, especially in the heat, you know, hot summertime.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Yeah, it's the heat. You know, the first couple of tarpon of the year, I mean, like, I got just absolutely destroyed by a huge tarpon the other day. Just demolished me. Just, I mean, I must have fought it for well over an hour, and it was in the heat, and It was just a dog. It was just a dog. Like when it usually, if I stay on spot lock, they run 300 yards away. By the time I pull them in, they're tired. They're ready to be landed.
Right.
But this one, he came at the boat. He did full energy fight around the boat, underneath my trolling motor, underneath the trim tab, around the twin propellers, just roasted my back right underneath the boat, having to drop the line around the trolling motor, you know, all that. I must have ran 25 circles around the boat, dripping from head to toe in sweat. And that's because I wasn't planning on fighting that one. My client had already fought one, and like we landed it 10 minutes before we got that bite, and he was too tired to fight it. So
I don't blame him. Let Brian
have that one.
Show me what you got, Captain.
Yeah, so I got that one. And shoot, the first one of the year, June, July, the first couple of giant tarpon really whooped my butt. And then, you know, once I get used to fighting them, you know, September, I could battle six of them. But,
well, the end of the year, you'll be able to say, yeah, I'm in tarpon condition right now, buddy.
Just in time I get in tarpon condition, they start leaving town.
That's right. There you
go, man.
I've got to
waste all my muscles on 15-inch trout, but it's all right.
Oh, well, it's fishing, brother. All right, Brian. Well, hey, if somebody wants to come down and go with you, give them some info how they can reach you.
Sure. If anybody wants to go with me, feel free to give me a call. Area code 956-755-9413, or you can visit the website, www.inshorefishingsouthpadre.com. I do get a lot of cancellations around this time of year, so even if I am booked, I can get you on the cancellation list, and there's a good chance I can get you tarpon fishing or snook fishing or something.
Cool. All right, man. Go bow some rods up. You there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, man. Go bow up on them. I'll talk to you next week. Be safe, brother.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. It's time for a top of the hour break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademark used with permission.